Welcome to The Building Church. At The Building Church, we are committed to raising up people of balanced stature for Jesus in all affairs of life. Join God's servant, Pastor Lois James, as she brings the word with clarity, grace, and truth.
Just lift up your hands. Just lift up your hands. It's so sweet, Abby. Just lift up your hands. The communion of the Holy Spirit. Just lift up your hands. Thank you. Thank you, sweet Spirit of the living God. The building church is grateful. The building church is grateful. The building church is grateful. Thank you, sweet Spirit of the living God. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, sweet Spirit of the living God. Thank you for the impartation of your knowledge in our spirit this morning. Thank you for the visitation of your presence this morning. Thank you, sweet Spirit of the living God. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, I will pray. In Jesus' mighty name, I will worship. Let's find our seat. Quietly. Please. Pause for now, please. You will tempt me to bring my secret place here. And what we see us do today is just a bit of what I do in my secret place. And what we did this morning is supposed to be what we are going to end the service with. And then I told the Holy Spirit, just move. And just disrupt things the way you want it. I have my teaching is here, and I was thinking we're just going to start getting the flow of the teaching, and this will be how we are going to Holy Spirit. But thank you, Holy Spirit. How many of us are soaked? You don't need to tell me. No, I know. I know. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Father, we thank you. Thank you for your word. Thank you for the gift of the Spirit. We give you praise. For in Jesus' mighty name, we prayed. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. I know it will take time for us to come out. Yes, don't worry. I will not force us to shout. But glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If the expression you felt was joy, please give me that shout. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 When you are full of the Spirit, you can't but express joy. And the joy is not what you feel physically. It's not happiness. It's joy in the Holy Ghost. Joy in the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Let's get into it this morning. Don't worry. We have done our own prayer. We have done our soaking. And if the Holy Spirit still wants us to do it after the end of the sermon, why not? I love it. I love it. I told you, once I'm here, if not because I'm married and I have a baby, I'll just forget them. I'm telling you, lock myself until we are done. Until we are done. So the Holy Spirit, we're fellowshipping this early hours of this morning. And then I was like, let's get into tomorrow's sermon, today's sermon. Like, what do you want me to? And then I was thinking, let's start teaching already. And it was like, it was correcting me on something. I said, I don't understand. Is this what we are supposed to be doing? Or we should be preparing today's teaching? But the Holy Spirit is just so amazing like that. Glory to God. Can we celebrate Him? Can we celebrate Him? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Wow. Please let me celebrate my man of God. Yes, we can do it. Well, we can be upstanding. Let's celebrate Pastor Jeremiah James. He is first my pastor before he is your pastor. Yes, amen. He's my teacher, he's my priest, and he's my husband. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So you're welcome to the Building Church. My name is Lois James, the co-lead pastor of the Building Church, and my husband is Pastor Jeremiah James, the lead pastor of the Building Church. Thank you for all that you do. Thank you for teaching me. Thank you for teaching me. He always says, I'm his number one student. All the teachings that I will force you, oh God, even if you don't want to hear, we preach you. Holy Spirit, hallelujah, glory to God. Please celebrate yourself and have your seat. Hallelujah. You're welcome to the Building Church. Hallelujah. And by what we have started doing, we'll introduce the Building Church to you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. The Building Church will be 4 months this week. Abby? Glory to God. The Building Church will be 4 months this week. And God has given us a vision. And our vision is to build a people of balanced stature. Can you hear me? Okay. Hallelujah. Our vision is to build a people of balanced stature for Jesus in no sphere of life. To live a life of impact and societal transformation. It is to that end that wherever you find yourself on any mountain of influence, you are taking it. Because you're already built to stature. And talking about the stature is a height, is a becoming. Hallelujah. And our mission, glory to God. We have been given a mission, how we do it, is to promote growth in Christian faith, wisdom, love, grace, virtue, holiness, and blessedness. Hallelujah. And this we do on 4 emphases. We have 4 pillars. The Holy Ghost. The Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. There is nothing you can actually build outside the Holy Spirit. There is nothing you can build outside God. Scripture speaking in Psalms 127, it said, unless the Lord build a house, they that build it, they do what? Labor in vain. So there is no building without the help of God. And the Spirit of God is God Himself. The Spirit of God. Who was I sharing with? Was he choir member? I was telling them the mystery of the Spirit of Abba. Because a lot of persons think His Holy Spirit is apart from God. He's the Spirit. This is God. He is Spirit. So His Spirit is still Him. Hallelujah. And that day, I was just saying, Spirit of, oh yeah now. We are good. I just say you should stop that time so that we will not continue. We are good now. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Just strings. So I was just singing, Spirit of the Habba, Spirit of the Habba, Spirit of the Habba. And it's me and my baby, Elion. She's always with me anytime we are praying. It's when she's really tired, that's when she will sleep. But she hardly sleeps when I'm praying. So she was holding me and I was, Spirit of the Habba, Spirit of the Habba, Spirit of the Habba, Spirit of the Habba, Spirit of the Habba. So I was seeing Abba. And I was seeing a spirit. Because a lot of us don't know that dimension. Glory to God. And our number 2 emphasis is the word of God. The word of God. In the Building Church, we are word dead. We are word munchers. We eat the word. We pulverize the word. You can actually not build anything without the word. We give you scriptures, Acts 20 and verse 32. It said, I commend you to God and to the word of His grace, which is able to build you and give you an inheritance among them that are sanctified. The word, which is able to build. So we are built by the word in the Building Church. That's one of our emphasis, our 2nd emphasis. And number 3, hallelujah, is prayers.
We pray dangerous prayer. Is that how you will pray? Pray hard and long. Don't wait for in Jesus Christ if you are afraid. We know who say that, have you? Pastor Jerry won't say, is that how you will pray? Glory to God. Hallelujah. We'll pray. We'll pray in the building church. Jude 20. Will you stop that? Sorry, it's an alarm. Jude 20. Said, building up yourself on your most holy faith. Doing what? Doing what? Dancing? Eh? Playing? Spectating? Praying? You will pray. Prayer, you will pray. And soaking, you shall soak. Yeah, so in the building church, in fact, if you have encountered me, you will soak. Yes, yeah, so because I just discover people that have fellowship so strong with the Holy Spirit, they cannot but carry the anointing. You can't explain it. You can't. You can't. And our number four emphasis is reaching out and giving. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So we have core values. Glory to God. We have 9 core values. Hallelujah. And the core value of any church or any organization is their voice even before they speak. It's already in the atmosphere. You can see it. Once you walk into the place, I can sense excellence here. I can sense love work here. I can sense spiritual growth here. I can sense honor here. So is their voice even before they tell you. Glory to God. So we have 9 of them. I will run us through. We have spiritual growth, service and impact, personal development, honor, excellence, love work, family life. What a time. Holy Spirit, move us to 12. I mean, we are not ready. If you say you are not ready, I'm just joking, please. Love work, family life, faith and societal transformation. And you see on this 9 core value, we have actually classified it into 3. The inner man, the practical man, and then the outer man. Hallelujah. So what I just give you now is the abridged version of what we do in the building church. Glory to God. So upon this knowledge, I want to welcome you to the building church. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So let's get into the word. I have 4 things to share, but I don't know. If we stop at 2, we are okay, Abby. The building church is not closing. The building church is not closing. So you cannot preach all day. Preaching in a day. But I see, you can't tell me that you are not blessed. You don't need to tell me. You know, people are you, it's not the, are you blessed or blessed? I know. I told you anytime I come here, I will first immerse all of you. I always appear here before I come here. Yes, so are they appear? Are you going to appear? Even Papa, they appear. Will they appear? I appear here. Do you know what I did? I started praying from the gate. Anybody that comes to the gate, pass through this door and sit down. You cannot but experience the Holy Ghost this morning. And we have done it. Glory to God. So we'll do it in teaching because teaching gives you foundation. Teaching gives you foundation. So we have been doing this very wonderful topic. This series, following the leading of the Holy Spirit. Hi. Have we been blessed? We have been blessed, Abby. I know we have been blessed. The first 2 weeks. What? Short, precise, concise, apt, succinct. Which other word? Kamate. Rendoski alaha. Because one of the things the Holy Spirit told me is that it's going to be supplying fresh tongues. That your tongue that you are saying, babari, beri, 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 beri. It happened when we were worshiping. We just saw that it supply utterance to you. And this is not being spooky. It's just that when we are full, we speak. Otiyo, you will belch. Mo go fe mi mimo. Karose pekaha. Lindote keliamba rusatai sifani kate elikuramba kate. See, it's not premeditated. I just need to open my mouth. Somebody on my inside, the Holy Spirit, who is the genius of God, is supplying the utterance in me. I just need to open my mouth. And that is why when we pray for you to receive the impartation of the Holy Ghost, we are not saying do rebe, rabba.
open your mouth and give expression to the Holy Ghost on your inside. It will supply the utterance. You just open. So let me take you. I want to do this for people that have not been following the series. Let's just do a brief recap. Can we do it in 5 minutes? Let's just do a brief recap. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So the first week, Papa emphasized that the following of the leading of the Holy Spirit is not on the leading itself, as it were. It's on following. Like for people who have archives of information, sitting with it and not doing anything. Because the true test of sonship is in obedience, is in followership. As many that are led by the Spirit of God. It's not the leading, it's the obedience to the leading. Because when you are hearing the leading, it's not as if it will lead you. It's what you have already responded to the leading. So it's still led. It's still led. It's not I want to lead you, but I've submitted myself to the leading. Glory to God. And Papa told us, he said, the Holy Spirit is not a dove. The Holy Spirit is not fire. The Holy Spirit is not wind. The Holy Spirit is a person. He's a person. Hallelujah. So when they say like something, doesn't mean that that thing is it. Amen. So who the Holy Spirit is? Papa told us, he gave us four. Who the Holy Spirit is? He said, he's the Spirit of truth. He's the comforter and helper. He's the teacher and reminder. He's the voice of God within us. Hey! Voice of God within us. Ah, wow. Voice of God within us. You remember that illustration Papa gave that he called Sister Miracle to perform a miracle? You remember? Hallelujah. And then he said, Christ in us. We also in Christ. Anything that wants to get to us must first get to Christ. And do you know, if you hear us say Christ God, it's because these three are one. It's not like one head with one person with three heads. No. Scripture says the three of them agree. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. So as we are worshiping, I say, thank you, Jesus. The Holy Spirit say, why are you thanking him? Why are you thanking him? No, they are one. They are one. The Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit, they are one. Scripture says they agree. They agree. These three, you see, these three are one. They are one. Because a lot of us don't have that. Some of us don't have that understanding. And that understanding tonight is going to help you to know this person on your inside called the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. It's the voice of God within us. Voice of God within us. Glory to God. And then he gave us the reason why we should follow the Holy Spirit. The importance of following the leading of the Holy Spirit. So he gave us that, number one, that it is for direction and for guidance. For direction and for guidance. The Holy Spirit knows what we do not know. The Holy Spirit knows what we do not know. And number two, following the leading of the Holy Spirit brings us to maturity and victory. Do we remember that? Remember that. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And then, towards the end, what we actually prayed with, when it was sharing with us, I was led of the Spirit concerning how he became the RCF president. We still remember that story. Glory to God. The second week, that's why I said it's short but powerful. You can actually go to YouTube and listen again. It will bless you in a small way. So he gave us why people don't actually follow the leading of the Holy Spirit. That was the second week, which was last week. Number one is doubt. Number two is distrust, uncertainty. That's number three. And number four, tiredness and weariness. Where he gave us the example of the young prophet. The young prophet was tired. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Following the leading of the Holy Spirit. And today, we are going to journey deeper. Because upon everything that Papa shared, there is something that is standing at the foundation. There is something standing as the foundation. Following the leading of the Holy Spirit is not something you just say, I can just follow. He's standing upon something, and it's on that something we want to teach today. Well, you will be so helped. You will be so full. So what we are sharing this morning, the importance of intimacy and fellowship in following the leading of the Holy Spirit. Yes. Yes. Very expedient. The importance of intimacy or fellowship in following the leading of the Holy Spirit. Jesus speaking, he said, it is expedient that I go. Meaning it is necessary. It is to your profiting. It is to your advantage that I go. I will send you another comforter. And then what we want to do, before I give you those four, which I may end up giving you two, because of time, not because we are not prepared. We are always. A lot of believers want to be led of the Spirit, but they neglect the relationship that makes that leading possible. A lot of believers want to be led. I'm not going to go Holy Spirit. But you neglect the relationship that makes that leading possible. Do you know the relationship? It is fellowship. It is communion. Hallelujah. I can't follow you if I don't know you. Following the leading of the Holy Spirit. I mean, I cannot follow you if I don't know you. How many of us were here yesterday that was using goodness and one brother? She doesn't know the brother from anywhere. And then the brother was saying, let's go. She go where? But if there is a knowing, it will be easy. Let's go. I'm going. You don't even need to ask her from where. It's because I know you. Please sit. I can't follow you if I don't know you. John 16:13. Please give us the scripture. John 16:13. Please, let's be fast because of time. Thank you so much, Sam. Albeit when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you. He will guide you into all what? Into all truth. Hallelujah. And I wrote here, when you fellowship with the Holy Spirit, you can receive guidance from him. When you fellowship with the Holy Spirit, you can receive guidance from him. I can't instruct you if I do not see you. Imagine, let me say, there is one Kemi in the building church, but that Kemi did not come to church today. Please, can I speak to Kemi? Can I give instruction to Kemi? No, I can't. When you fellowship with the Holy Spirit, that's when you can receive guidance from him. Glory to God. Fellowship is more than prayer. It is sharing. It is communion. So when you hear me say communion, intimacy, fellowship, I'm saying the same thing. It is koinonia. It is intercourse. And if you see here, standing on what Papa said, that the Holy Spirit is not things, is not wind, is not this, is not that. If you see here, he said the Spirit of truth is coming. He will. Is that not telling you that that person is a person? He's a person. And he has personality. The same way all of us are seated here with different personalities is the same way the Holy Spirit also has personalities. Personality, rather. The same way you have sense organ is the same way the Holy Spirit has spiritual sense organ. You can see, he also can see into the spirit realm. You can hear, he also can hear things and tell you. He said he shall not speak of himself or whatsoever he shall hear, meaning he can hear. And he can feel as well. Hallelujah. The Holy Spirit or the Holy Ghost is that spiritual genius on our inside. And do you know that it is just appropriate for us to acknowledge that person on our inside? A lot of us do not acknowledge the presence of the Holy Spirit. And it starts from there. Knowing that he is there. You want to do something, you say, how, Holy Spirit? It's just like I invite somebody into my house. Let's say Mr. Victor. I invite Mr. Victor into my house and I say, just stay at the living room. And then I go about my way. I do not even engage him at all. Do you know that with time, whosoever you ignore eventually leaves? I'm telling you, whosoever you ignore, take it literal, eventually leaves.
Or I say, Mr. Victor, the only thing you have access to is just my living room. You cannot enter my bedroom. You cannot enter my kitchen. You cannot use the toilet. You cannot use this. You cannot use that. In fact, mashumato. Amen. And then I leave him there. Do you know? It is the area you allow the influence of the spirit. That is where you will receive divine guidance. Yes, sir. That's where you receive, because it's already restricted to a path. And then we have so many persons here who says, Holy Spirit, you are just welcome in my health. You are not welcome in my business. Don't touch my career. In fact, don't change it. Don't change it. I wonder, I'm looking at you. I don't know. I don't know what the Holy Spirit is saying. Don't even touch my career. Just leave it away. It is the area of the Holy Spirit that you allow his influence. That's where you are going to receive divine guidance. Guidance. Yes, sir. So you say, Holy Spirit is not saying anything here. Do you allow him? Do you? Whosoever you ignore eventually leaves. And this is the truth. Let me bring the balance. In this case, the Holy Spirit will not leave as it were. Only that you incapacitate his workings in your life. Like he's numb. And all of us have the Holy Spirit, but all of us do not express him the same way. We don't give expression to the Holy Spirit the same way. Please sit. Although the Holy Ghost on our inside. It is to the extent you give him expression, that's more of him you see. Yes. That's the more of him you see. Amen. I'm doing this because I know that this foundation is necessary for what we want to say. Because after now, you will be fellowshipping with the Holy Spirit like this. They will be begging you. They will be begging you. Or you know that there is nothing more worse than a teacher who enters a classroom where the children or the students are unwilling to learn. There is nothing as frustrating, you know. Picture it, because me, it's Holy Ghost that just helped me. I was not born again when I was in secondary school. I was not born again. You see all those, look for people that play tantrum, disturb the class, with my foot. Glory to God. So there is this math teacher. That man made me hate math. So anytime he's coming, he made me hate math rather. I had to correct myself. Not made me hate mass. Made me hate mass. Amen. So when the man is coming, Baba Amidele Timbo. Sorry, if by chance you happen to watch this or your children watch this, forgive me. Baba Amidele Timbo. Baba Amidele Timbo. And the man will be coming like this. Because we know that the man hates death, we will now go and pack death and pour it inside the class and I'll start shouting. And me, babe. I told you that, so forgive me. It's not that I was that bad, only that I was very stubborn. Very, very. Started climbing trees from... I tall trees, though. I'm not saying all these small, small trees, though. With thorns. We know how to navigate. No, don't let me... It's not about me. You are laughing. It's not about me this morning. Glory to God. So I would do all of that. And then I know how to beat the drum with my hand. So I will start beating my locker. I will be singing all those songs. Divine, do something. You see, where's life? Everything. It did my. I was out beating. Baba, I'm gonna let him off. Oh yeah, we'll be beating. He will not enter. What's wrong with you? We'll be shouting them more. Only because we don't want the man. There is nothing as frustrating as a teacher who enters a class that the students are unwilling to learn. The same thing you do with the Holy Spirit. You say the Holy Spirit is on your inside. Are you engaging? Holy Spirit, I want you to lead me. But are you engaging him? You don't want him. You are the student. He's the teacher. No, I've changed though. Because some people are this side. They are still looking at me with that lens. Through that lens, I've changed. Only that the person I find joy in disturbing now is my husband. You say he gives him delight, Abby. He gives me greater delight. Especially when he's sleeping before us. I will just push a lion. Give him pie. Quato. He will say, who is that? Who is that? Who is that? You are laughing. He said, who is that? He said, a lion, mind yourself. The girl too with some sort of start laughing because Papa sleeps before us. And he gives me joy when he sleeps before us because that's when I can disturb him. Or I put maybe so if like kind of feather. Why will you be sleeping when we are not sleeping? The man of the house. The man of the house. You are sleeping. We are. Glory to God. Please sit, Pastor Somi. But we are enjoying it. Hallelujah. Ah, the Holy Spirit. Glory to God. Eh, where am I? Where am I? Why did you go here? Don't go there yet now. Amen, amen. Glory to God. And so the scripture says we should not grieve the Holy Spirit. And one of the way that you can grieve the Holy Spirit is by ignoring him. He lives in me. Yes, I know. He walks in me. Yes, I know. Immortal God. Immortal God. He lives in me. He lives in me. So just say, Holy Ghost. They have talked so much about you. I know you are in me. If you are a believer, he's in you. I know you are in me. Acknowledge him. Acknowledge. He will speak. Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, they speak. You want to open Maggie? We say, is that the Maggie to use? I say, use no. Use no. You are cooking for a lion. You are using chicken flavor. Eat. I say, he was correcting me today. We are supposed to be preparing for our sermon. He was correcting me. Correcting me. Correcting me. Holy Spirit. Amarira. Mapadi. No, it's just like that. He's your friend. Holy Spirit. I was trying to get the clothes to wear today. I said, don't even suggest Catherine Kuma clothes. Don't even suggest gown. It's been a while I wore gown. And then I picked all the color combinations. I'm telling you, I was not even feeling him saying anything. He was just there looking at me. Until I picked this, he said yes. Amen. Holy Spirit can influence any part of your life. And it's the area of your life you allow his influence. That's the area of your life you will receive divine guidance. Amen. Let's see 1 Corinthians. What a time. What a time. Now I know what Papa used to say. What a time. But will we get somewhere? Will we get somewhere? Ah, Holy Spirit. Will we get to two? I've started speaking like Papa. Please, help us pray for wonder. You're not conspiring. Conspiracy in the house of God. Pastor, me, I know that you've not day before. No, you didn't day. Papa has said you are jacuzzi. You are not jacuzzi in Jesus' name. Please sit. Glory to God. Give me 1 Corinthians. 2 Corinthians rather. 2 Corinthians 13:14. 2 Corinthians 13 and verse 14. Why are we getting blessed? The Holy Spirit is just so amazing. He's with you now. And as I'm speaking, as I'm teaching, he's doing something on your inside. I'm so sure, cock sure, 100%, that after now, the way you'll be fellowshipping with the Holy Spirit. Why am I receiving divine guidance? As you are receiving, Holy Spirit, that's the one we used to hint. Abi, is that what we agree? That's the one we used to hint. Let's go. 2 Corinthians 13:14. I'm not being spooky. It's just that you can't help it. And I will give the balance. Just follow me. 2 Corinthians 13:14. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Ghost. This is more than let's share the grace. This is more than a closing declaration. There is something here. Anytime you see grace in the scripture, it always talk about the Son. It always talk about Jesus Christ, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. And anytime you see love, it's always as accrued to God, accrued to God. And you see this first two, the love of God and the grace of our Lord Jesus has been done. We are done with it. It's finished, meaning it's completed. I will explain. You cannot improve in love. You can actually grow in love. Scripture says being rooted in love. So God cannot love you more than he already love you. And he cannot love you less than you already loved. That's why I'm saying it is done. It is finished. You are the one that now grow in the knowledge. That's why he said, knowing the depth, the height, the pinnacle of his love. It's not as if increasing the love. No, God is not trying to increase the love. That's what I mean by it is completed, it is finished. Thank you, sir. Grounded in love. So the grace of the Lord Jesus, the grace has come and he has died and he has gone. It is done. And what you do with the grace is actually you grow in the knowledge of the grace. You grow in the knowledge of the grace. So, if I ask you now, that where is God the Father? Where is God the Father? Eh? See, this understanding, oh, told you expedient, oh, necessary. This foundation is necessary. Where is God the Father? Sir? Sitting on the stone, where? Where is the stone? Glory to God. It's only this side that is, oh yeah, it's this side that we are. Where is God the Father? It's not far-fetched because scripture says, our Father who art. That's the address. Oto, our Father is in heaven. Where is Jesus now? Eh? Amazing. You see, we are what dead people at the building church. Seated with the Father. At the right hand of the Father. Now, where is the Holy Ghost? Inside of me is the most important person on the surface of the earth right now. And do you know that if Jesus were to be on earth now, do you know that all of us, we have to be traveling to where he is? Because Jesus is 100% man and 100% God. We have to be traveling because Jesus is not duplicated everywhere. And then he ascended. He said, it is expedient to, this living is to your profiting. Let me just leave and go. Because somebody will come that you need not to travel to go and see. He lives in you. He lives in you. He is everywhere, duplicated everywhere. He's in UK. He's in the building church. He's in Ajalekoko. He's in Kilanko. He's in Agbabiaka. He's in Malete. Oh, Wampata. Yes, oh. Oh, and Pata. Oh, and Sobi. Oh, and Zango. Amen. Inside any believer who receive you. Abi, that's Zango, you are laughing. Mr. Jerry. Oh, and Zango. Oh, and Zango. Oh, and Zango. Listen. Glory to God. And I said all that to say, because the love of God and the grace of God has been finished, the one that is an ongoing process is the communion of the Holy Ghost. It's ongoing. Nobody can come here and say, ah, I mean, I'm done with fellowshipping with the Holy Spirit. No, you can't be done fellowshipping with the Holy Spirit. It's an ongoing process. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Eh, Jesus, see time. So you can grow in intimacy. You can grow in what? You can grow in intimacy. So a lot of persons think when they say Holy Spirit, the Holy is his name. The Spirit is his surname. I'm telling you. Or is that when they say Jesus, Jesus Christ, Jesus is his name, Christ is his surname. No. If you are thinking like that, let me bust your bubble now. No, sir. Christ means anointed, the anointed one. So, do you know that a few years back, I was like, so why do they now call us Christ-like? No, why they call us Christ-like? Me, I'm not Christ-like. Me, I'm Christed. I'm not like anointing. I'm anointed, so I'm Christed. I'm not Christ-like. Oh, you are still finding it hard to... If they say Christ is anointing, or they are Jesus the anointed, Jesus Christ, not his surname. The surname would have been Jesus Joseph, JJ, JJ. Glory to God. Why am I like this, Holy Spirit? No, I used to be very serious when I'm preaching. I don't even know. Papa, what did you do? Glory to God. He's not Jesus, surname Christ. Jesus, the anointed one. So when they say Christians are Christ-like, I'm not like anointed. Because if I'm like something, I may not be it. I'm not like anointing. You know? I'm anointed. I'm Christed. In fact, maybe that will be some of your DP today, your status. I'm Christed. So back to the Holy Ghost. Holy is not his name. Ghost is not his surname. Hey, Holy is not thy. That's his name. Then Ghost is surname. Amen. Eh? Please, what happened now? Okay, glory to God. The Holy there is telling us how to relate with this person called the Spirit of God. That is his name. The Spirit of God is his name. The only there is like an adjective that qualifies person. So when relating with him, you will have an understanding. Because that only there means separate. Because he is so separate, he's so holy. When relating with him, you yourself, you have to separate yourself unto communion. If I say, one lousy Kemi, we walk in now. He's already giving you an idea of how to relate with Kemi. Because Kemi is lousy. If I say, one humble David is coming in now. Hallelujah. One humble David is already giving you an idea of how to relate with David. The same thing with the Holy Ghost. He is the Spirit of God. Do we get this understanding? Unnecessary. Because like Daddy will say, the hope of the body of Christ, the teaching church is the hope of the body of Christ. This teaching is very expedient. Very, very. And truth is truth anyway. If you believe in anybody that speaks the truth of the word, this thing I'm telling you will not contradict. Hallelujah. Please sit. Thank you so much, sir. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So, only there means separated, meaning there is no vain or vanity with him. And we must get to a place where we separate ourselves unto him in fellowship, in communion, in intercourse, in koinonia. In koinonia, in fellowship. In fellowship with him. In fellowship with him. Imagine, our Holy Spirit. There is nobody actually in their right senses that you see them having intercourse on the street. Nobody in their right senses, in their right senses, or is already on the line, that you see them having intercourse outside. Or let's say, you see some people in the relationship and then they start kissing on the street. You're like, what's wrong with this one? I'm saying that to say that the communion of the Holy Spirit is not a show. It's an intercourse. And that's why nobody in their right senses have intercourse on the street. So when you see them kissing on the street, you're like, what's wrong with this one? So let's say their parents, one of their parents actually walked past. You were like, these people should be taken aback seeing their parents, right? But it is where in this generation, they will know, they will be like, Daddy, are you okay? I'm telling you, may God help this generation in Jesus' name. But let's assume that, no, if it happened, they should be surprised. They should be shocked. They should be taken aback. But if you see a married couple doing that outside on the street, we just have couples hang out. In fact, all of you will be, do it. You see them doing public display of affection. You're like, do it. You will encourage it. You will even cheer them. What makes it different? It's because what exists between the husband and wife is sacred. The same thing, what happens between you and Holy Ghost is sacred. It's not a show. It's not a show. Although when we commune with the Holy Spirit, it is in the private. But you cannot have an intercourse with somebody in the private. It's just a matter of time. What is done in the private will soon show on the outside. It's just like a husband and wife. What they did in the private will soon boomerang on the outside. It's just a matter of time. And this is the balance. Because I say it's not a show, you will see some people enter the bus, public transport. What's that? No, what's the person doing? And then the other person is trying to say, hello, sir. They will not say sorrow. You had sorrow. Once you start hearing sorrow, because it, what are you doing? What are you doing? You are being spooky. This is the balance. Although you will have fellowship with him on the inside, when you come to the public, you don't need to explain it. It will just, it's just, I always tell worship team, you can't lead people to a place that you have not been. You don't need to tell me that you have actually smelled the presence. You have been in the presence. You will smell the presence. It's just like somebody that is cooking. As the has booker, you know, when Yala Mala. Ah, there's one woman I follow. I don't even know why I follow her. I'm a little sure on Instagram. Ah, that woman, they turn shaggy. I don't know why. I don't know why I follow her. Maybe because I just love the way she turned Amala. All those here, yeah, they no need to explain to you that they have been cooking. They smell food. They smell food or they smell firewood, regardless of what they used to cook. Even if they use gas, they will still smell food. You don't need to explain. The same thing.
If you fellowship with him, you will carry his presence. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen, amen. Now, let's do two. Yes, time has gone. Let's do two. Importance of intimacy or fellowship in following the leading of the Holy Spirit. You've already written it down. I will just give you 2 points. 2 points. Glory to God. It's 4 that is actually written here, but I will just give you 2. Why is fellowship important in following the leading of the Holy Spirit? Holy Spirit will not just lead you because he wants to lead you. Mm-mm. He will not just give you guidance because he wants to give you guidance. It is from fellowship. That's why I said that is the foundation. And that takes me to 1. Fellowship is the foundation for divine guidance. Fellowship is the foundation. If possible, put that foundation in capital letter. Fellowship, intimacy is the foundation for divine guidance. I can't follow you if I don't know you. No, I can't. No, I can't. Think it that way. I can't follow you if I don't know you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Ah. Oh, we started there already. Is it looking like something that you have written down? Is it looking like? Yes, the Holy Spirit just told me. Glory to God. So let's just continue. Let's just continue there. I think there's the scripture that we are supposed to read. Or maybe, okay, glory to God. I wrote here, I said the starting point of the journey of our walk with God is fellowship. The starting point of our journey with God is fellowship. A lot of persons want miracle, power. Because once you hear the Holy Ghost, the next thing that is coming to you is power, power. But much more than that, the introduction of the Holy Spirit to us is first his person. His first his person and not his power. But you cannot know his person and not have his power. But the first thing is not power. I just told you, fellowship some more. The residue that is of God will drop on you. You will carry it. You are a mobile carrier of his presence. Mobile carrier of his presence. Fellowship is the foundation of divine guidance. Hallelujah. And Christianity without a living relationship with the Holy Spirit is dead. Christianity without relationship with the Holy Spirit is as good as dead. For something to be dead doesn't mean that it stopped existing. It's that that thing lacks locomotion. Spiritual dullness is a state of deadness. Where you are not even hearing anything. You are just living like that. May I not figure out this life like that? Eh? Figure out life like that? I don't know. Was it when we are talking about, when we are doing divine direction? If you try to figure out life like that, you see? Merry-go-round. You will not, I'm telling you, no destination. God forbid anybody under the sound of my teaching. The person will now get to 70 years old. And Holy Spirit. I submit early. I fellowship early. Because if your fellowship with the Holy Spirit doesn't go past Sunday tablets and Wednesday, something is wrong. Although that's a good place to start. Because a lot of persons says, that's just routine. This Christianity service boring is just a routine. And I always say it like I know in my mind. It's not as if I answer those. Everything actually in life is a routine. Breathing is routine. Have you changed the canal that you are using to breathe since they born you? Eating serve na routine. We have not changed the mouth. You try it and put food. You say, I'm even tired of this mouth. We are not eating with this mouth again. Let me change it. Everything that must be built will be built on routine. On routine. Start there. It's routine. This fellowship I'm doing, this walking I'm doing is routine, but I'm enjoying it. They favor me. Consistency in fellowship sustains a rhythm. It sustains a rhythm. Hallelujah. So how we grow spiritually? It's even funny. Walking itself is a routine. I change. I say, okay,
No, I just want to change it. This leg, we have tired this leg too much. So how we grow spiritually is from fellowshipping with the brethren, but it doesn't end there. Daily fellowship with the Holy Spirit. Daily fellowship with the Holy Spirit. And I said I was going to say this. The reason why a lot of persons say, they come to church and it feels like church is cold, church is this, church is that, is because it generates fire individually at home. When we come here in no makora, church will be boring. And that's why I say some of you should drink some more. Otiket otimu ungeti be otigbe otigbe ninu emi otunagbe ninu ara. Not you, in the name of Jesus. Because if you are fellowship very well, church cannot be boring. I supply my fire, you supply your fire. 5 minutes into worship. And I'm not saying that's how we express so. Some people express by just, and that's why I say you should allow the Holy Spirit. We say you should be silent. Because I've experienced different dimensions. I've encountered different dimensions with the Holy Spirit. The one that shocked me the most was the state of numbness. I experienced what people call stroke for a few minutes. Just by soaking. I want to move my hand. If I say they give me anesthesia. Now level so. Fellowship. Fellowship is the foundation for divine direction. If you do not put yourself in the position of fellowship, you cannot hear. Not to talk of follow. Following the leading of the Holy Spirit. Following is built on fellowship. Divine direction flows naturally in the atmosphere of intimacy. When your heart is in tune with him, his whisper become clear instructions. When your heart is in tune with him, his whisper alone becomes a clear instruction. Because of that is daily something. Oluwa. The more you fellowship, the more you are attuned to him. That's the second thing. That's the second part. The more you communicate with him, the clearer the communication. Number two. Fellowship sharpens and refines your spiritual sensitivity. That's the last thing I'm sharing, and then we are done. I have two more, but I'm not sure. I can't get there. Fellowship sharpens and refines your spiritual sensitivity to his promptings. Fellowship sharpens and refines your spiritual sensitivity to his promptings. You see, one of the very important aspects of the ministry of the Holy Spirit is that it causes us to see. It causes us to see. We see things. Hallelujah. It causes us to see. The voice of the Spirit is often a gentle nudge. Please give me Isaiah 30 and 21. Please, let's be very fast so I can just tie this and then we just maybe just acknowledge him and then we will leave. Isaiah 30 and 21. And thine ears shall hear a word behind thee. You, the ghost. Your ear cannot hear anything if you know fellowship. He's in the place of fellowship. Saying, this is the way. Walk ye in it. When you turn to the right hand and when you turn to the left. Hallelujah. Constant fellowship sharpens your discernment so that you can distinguish his leading from your emotions. It's constant fellowship that does that. You know, sincerely, there are so many sides to the Holy Spirit. Because everything that we are saying now, we cannot exhaust the expressions of the Holy Spirit. We have to talk about hearing God. But because the emphasis from when what Papa said is in following the leading. The emphasis is on following, not the leading. And because the building church is not closing soon, we will still talk about how to hear God. We will still do all of that. Amen. And in Hebrews 5, Holy Spirit. Hebrews 5, 11 to 14. Let's do this fast. Hebrews 5, of whom we have many things to say and when we get to verse 14, please just give me that in NET. When we get to verse 14, of whom we have many things to say and add to be uttered, seeing ye are dull of hearing. Oluwa, you are not dull of hearing in the name of Jesus. For when for the time ye utter the teachers, ye have need that one teach you again, which be the first principles of the oracles of God, and are become such as have need of milk and not of strong meat. 13. For everyone that useth milk is unskillful.
in the word of righteousness, for he's a babe. There are some things that will not even be suggested to you when you are at this level. Apostle Noah called it milk assignment. There's a dimension that is the dimension of meat assignment. So anything now, we don't have anything. Glory to God. But solid food is for the mature whose perceptions are trained. Where you get your perception trained is in the place of intimacy. Sharpened, papa. I'm not saying you visit today and you come tomorrow. It's not a visitation, it's a dwelling. It's a dwelling, perpetual dwelling. You will know that this is the Lord talking to me. Hallelujah. And just as the muscle grow by consistent training, spiritual sensitivity also grow by consistent communion. I take it again for people that want to write. Just as muscle grow by consistent training, spiritual sensitivity also grow by consistent communion. Also grow by consistent communion. So I would drive this home. Let's use this illustration. How many of us used to have those radio that has antenna? Or this Go TV or starter that has antenna? Listen, we have done something that like Steve Martin Yi. My Tose, that's my younger brother. Ma wo show yi, show the shit, Edo, Edakwada. Just by the time you are saying, let me go and check. Oh, Gen Z cannot really. Oh God. Oh, you know those TV time for pie. Oh my clear one. Glory to God. Just as the radio needs to be tuned to get into frequency, to get the signal, is the same way when it comes to spiritual sensitivity. It only happens by consistent fellowship. Like a radio receiver must be tuned to the right frequency, fellowship keeps your spirit tuned to heaven's signals. Fellowship, it tunes it to every signal. Amen. Last scripture.
How?
No. You give me the last scripture now. I'm doing Ephesians 5:18 and I'm doing Luke 4:1. Don't give me yet. Put it back. One of the ways you can sharpen your spiritual sensitivity is by you getting into the word.
It's by the word of God.
By the word of God. You see all of you looking for Rema. First look for Logos. And I will show you. Because it's by study. You see that John 1:1. In the beginning was the word. And the word was with God. And the word was God. That word there is actually Logos. Not even Rema now. Logos. And the Logos is where we get logic from. And logic is reasoning. So when you stay in the word with the help of the Holy Spirit, it does what? You are fellowshipping with the reasoning of God, how God thinks. So following will be easy. Scripture says the spirit of man is the candle of the Lord. Proverbs 20:27. The spirit of man is the candle of the Lord. So when it is the candle, it means there is something that should light the candle. And what lights the candle is in Psalms 119 and verse 105. Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. The lighter of that candle is the word. Get into the word. Your spirit will be lighted. The spirit of the man is the candle of the Lord. As Psalms 18:28 says, he said, thou Lord will light my candle. You will enlighten my darkness. It is not the blind person that is, the blind person doesn't mean that he cannot see you. It means he can see, but what he sees is darkness. No. He can see, but he's seeing darkness. What are you saying? I'm saying, man, tutu. I don't even know that joke. The same thing with somebody that is not sharp, that is not spiritually sensitive. And that is why we pray, may your understanding not be darkened. Although it's like somebody understand, but that thing that the person understand is darkness. Get into the word. First leave Rema. Beko ka. Read it. I mean literal. But with the help of the Holy Spirit, we supply Rema to you.
A lot of persons have gone into error because they are like trying to look for what did not lost, what did not get lost. I had the story of a man who was saying, God, reveal yourself to me. I want to see you. I want to see you. I want to see you. Like some of you are praying. I want to see the way Pastor Lloyd says he sees people. I did not choose it. And in fact, I started saying before I was born again. May I shock you? I started saying before I was born again. I didn't know what to do with the sin. So if I see somebody die, I go and tell the person, I see you die. And no. Do I know? I just think, I don't know what it means. You don't choose it. The Holy Spirit supply it to you. His grace, His mercy. And the person was praying, I want to see you, I want to see you. And so a beam entered his house. Yes, a beam entered his house. And then the beam was looking like God. Wear white now, big with Agbada. And then was doing like this, they bow to me. Is from the story, because Papa said, they said from the story that as he was about to buy, just saw that this bean has wings. Abi, okay, you have heard the story too before, that this bean has wings. But because he has read the scripture so much, he knows that God does not have wings. And God will not be saying, bow to me. We know the person that say bow to me in the scripture. But if you have not gotten into the word, you will slip into error. Get into the word. Fellowship with the word. And lastly, give me that scripture. Ephesians 5:18. Were we blessed? Glory to God. Glory to God. I have two more. Maybe I should just give us the... I will not explain. Should I give us? I will not explain. Amen. Number three, fellowship builds trust and obedience. Fellowship builds trust and obedience. Fellowship builds trust and obedience. Then number four, fellowship sustains spiritual fire. Fellowship sustains spiritual fire and gives you clarity. Number three, fellowship builds trust and obedience. Number four, fellowship sustains spiritual fire and gives you clarity. Ephesians 5:18. The importance of fellowship in following the leading of the Holy Spirit. Look at the scripture, because I know that you are still a Christian. And be not, let's read it together. And be not drunk with wine, wherein in excess, but be filled with the Spirit. Listen, look at me. The emphasis is not on the wine. The emphasis is not on the drink. That but already show us that there is something that they are trying to explain there. But be filled by the Spirit. He said, do not be drunk with wine, wearing excess, to the point that you are controlled by the wine, but be filled with the Holy Spirit, to the point that you are controlled of the Spirit. When I fellowship, and there's something the Holy Spirit told me, he said it's FFF. When you fellowship, you will be filled. When you are filled, you will follow. You can write it that FFF. When you fellowship, you will be filled. When you are filled, you will follow. This is scripture. Somebody that is drunk, you need not tell him that go this way. By the reason of the drunkenness, he will be going where he doesn't want to go. Following is easy. When you fellowship, following is easy when you are filled. And you cannot get filled until you fellowship. But filled with the Spirit, see, you are controlled of the Spirit. Do you know I would have stopped here? But the Holy Spirit told me, he said, look at one other scripture. Give me Luke 4:1. Luke 4:1. And Jesus, being full of the Spirit, of the Holy Ghost, returned from Jordan and was led by the Spirit. And Jesus, being full of the Spirit, was led by the Spirit. And Jesus, being full of the Spirit, was led by the Spirit. And Jesus, being full of the Spirit, was led by the Spirit. You are led by what you are full of. You are led by what you are full of. If you are full of self, you will be led by self. If you are full of anger, you will be led by anger. If you are full of jealousy, you will be led by jealousy. If you are full of the Spirit, you will be led of the Spirit. Can we be upstanding? Can we be upstanding? I just want us to pray. Asuya katande legedisha. Asetele ke pranda kosiata. We just do this in 1 minute or two. I just want us to pray. We cannot do this. I will not pray. Just water it. 60 seconds tongues. Loud one. Following will be easy when you are full of him. You have so much fellowship with him. He has supplied his residue on your inside. Somebody is being strengthened to follow that instruction that he already has. When you fellowship, you will be full. When you are full, following will be easy. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, sweet spirit of the living God. Just raise up your hand. Do this so fast. We have 30 seconds more. And when you speak in tongues, do you know you are getting filled? You are getting filled. You are getting filled. Satom breketelegedebaha. Keso breketelegedebaha. Rekosia the mountain. Thank you, Lord. We give you all the praise. For in Jesus' mighty name, I've prayed. This does not stop here. Actually, you grow spiritually by fellowshipping with the brethren. But what's sustaining more is when you have a daily fellowship with the Holy Spirit. Were you blessed this morning?
Thank you for listening to this message. We hope you've been blessed. This is the Building Church. Our core values are spiritual growth, service and impact, personal development, honor, excellence, love work, faith, family life, and societal transformation. And our pillars are the Holy Spirit, the Word of God, prayer, and reaching out. Join us for our Sunday Glorious Service at 8 a.m. and our midweek service every Wednesday by 5:30 p.m. at the Building Church behind Becadim's Tanke Okyodo, Ilorin, Kwara State. Please follow us on all social media platforms at the Building Church. Stay blessed.